You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In France, as in much of the world, Christmas begins with children. The sound of children pleases God. Christmas began with a child.
Quand je vois ce que tu m'as donné, oh Seigneur, oui c'est vrai.
Welcome to Christmas in France. I'm Oswald Hoffman, and for the duration of this program, enjoy the miracle of Christmas. Be a child of God. It's not impossible. People all over the globe are discovering the miraculous fact that God calls people to be his children. They all make that discovery at the same place, at the cradle of Jesus. During this program, we'll hear from some of God's children in France, listening to their Christmas music and sharing some of their customs. Our special guest will be Mr. Couve de Merville, former Prime Minister of France and now a leading member of the French Parliament. Enjoy this exciting adventure for God's children everywhere. Christmas in France. Christmas in France is in many respects very much like Christmas elsewhere in the world. It begins with children. Much of the attention of the season focuses upon the little ones. French people love their children. When the weather is warm, families flock together for strolls in the park or for bike rides in the countryside. When winter comes, it's natural that Christmas would become a family event too. One Frenchman explains what Christmas means to him.
For me, Christmas is the symbol of family. The family of Lord Jesus and my family.
Virtually all Frenchmen have a living reason to experience Christmas, their families. But some have an additional reason with feelings that run very deep. They know Jesus Christ has made them a part of the family of God. God's children are everywhere in France. Out of the 55 million people who live there, more than 90% have been baptized. But this does not mean all is well. Only one adult in five responds regularly to a call for worship. But at Christmas time, just about everyone feels compelled to spend a great deal of time, energy, and money on the celebration of the birth of Christ. For those Frenchmen and women who are true children of God, Christmas isn't just a time to buy and receive gifts. It's primarily an occasion to give thanks. Here's a French song at Christmas time that gives thanks to God. It was written especially for this program by Gilles Bernard. It's titled Quand je vois, When I See.
Quand je vois ce que tu m'as donné, oh Seigneur, oui c'est vrai. Quand je vois ce que tu m'as donné, oui, je vais te remercier. Tu m'as donné ma maman, tout d'abord en naissant. Tu m'as donné mon papa, qui part travailler pour moi.
When I see all you gave me, O Lord, yes, it's true. When I see all you gave me, O Lord, I really want to thank you. You gave me my mother when I was born. You gave me my father, who goes out to work for me.
Le matin, au réveil, et la nuit quand je sommeille, je sais que sur moi tu veilles.
When I see all you gave me, O Lord, yes, it's true. When I see all you gave me, O Lord, I really want to thank you. You gave me the sun in the morning when I wake up, and when I sleep, I know you look after me.
Anyone can become a child of God at Christmas. God sent his son as a child, and with faith in that son of his, he makes people his children too. Martin Luther has said that there are three miracles of Christmas. First, that the Savior of the world became a child who played on his mother's lap and suckled at her breast. Second, that a virgin bore him and gave him life. And third, that you and I can believe it. If you believe Jesus was born for you, you are a child of Christmas. You're a child of God. Here's a familiar hymn from Alsace that encourages us all to be God's children. It's titled, Tuus Accore. In English, it's known as, Come Hither, Ye Children. We hear it sung for us by Les Petits Chanteurs de Saint-Laurent. Children you just heard singing are living witnesses to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's the way children are, honest and forthright. They tell what they believe. One of my associates who heads the Lutheran Hour office in France, Pastor Mark Splengard, talked to some children to find out what Christmas meant to them. One little fellow didn't hesitate to speak his mind.
What is your name?
My name is Joel.
And how old are you, Joel?
I am 8 years old.
And for you, Joel, what does Christmas mean?
For me, Christmas is the birthday of Jesus.
And you know the story of Lord Jesus?
Yes, I know it because I read it in the Bible.
That's right, Joel.
It certainly is a miracle that God continues to share Christmas firsthand with his children. What little Joel knows about Christmas is exactly what those shepherds found out for themselves. They believed that the message of the angels was meant for them. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Here's a well-known French carol that depicts that event. It's titled, Les anges dans nos campagnes. Angels in the countryside. You recognize the melody, which is that of Angels We Have Heard on High.
Entendez l'hymne des cieux et l'écho de
This concludes the first segment of Christmas in France. We'll be back in a few moments to talk about the meaning of Christmas with Monsieur Couve de Merville, former Prime Minister of France.
International Lutheran Layman's League are happy to share this presentation of Christmas in France with you. And so we'd like to send you a special memento of this program. We've produced a Christmas plaque from a drawing by Annie Vallotton, the well-known artist who illustrated the Good News for Modern Man Bible. The plaque pictures the Star of Bethlehem and the Dove of the Holy Spirit descending upon France, a reminder that even though Jesus was born in Judea, He still comes to people all over the world, including France or wherever you may happen to be. To receive one of these attractive Christmas plaques, simply write to this address, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. And now, Christmas in France, Part 2.
It is my privilege, here in the great city of Paris, to be in the office of the former Prime Minister of France, a man who served for many years as the Foreign Minister of France and is now the President of the Commission on Foreign Affairs of the French Parliament, Mr. Couve de Merville. Mr. de Merville, you have observed Christmas in your home, I imagine, for many years.
Many years.
How do you observe Christmas in your home?
Well, Christmas is essentially a family affair. I mean, we gather the family around the tree. The family, that means my children and my grandchildren. And then we sing. And after that, well, there are presents, of course, for all the children. And then they play around the Christmas tree. That's how we do in my family, and I suppose that many families in France do the same.
What kind of songs do you sing when you sing at Christmas time?
Well, you know, there are two or three traditional songs that we sing. One is, of course, Mon Beau Sapin, which is, how do you say that in English? Rotanenbaum.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Do the older people receive presents too?
Yes, because everybody is participating, you know.
Yes.
It's good to be nice, and it's nice to give presents.
It is indeed.
It's nice, I would say, essentially, when it is the children who give presents to the old people.
What does Christmas mean to the people of France as a whole?
Well, of course, it is the most important religious affair in the year. Christmas creates an atmosphere, the atmosphere being that of peace. I would say love and peace, but mainly peace, because after all, it's what most people are worried about. Peace in the world to all people of goodwill. It is the meaning of Christmas, to a great extent.
And when we Christians tell people the story of Christmas and of Christ, it's really a very simple story, is it not?
It's very simple, yes.
Yes.
Of course. Beginning with Christmas and then developing afterwards until the crucifixion.
If you had a word to say to the people of the whole world at Christmas time, what would it be?
Well, once again, the word would be peace. Because it seems to me that it is really so very much linked to the idea of Christmas. It's hard to think another very important affair than peace in the world.
Mr. Prime Minister, it's very gracious of you to be with us and to speak to the people of the world like this at Christmas time in this program, Christmas from France. It should not come as a big surprise that God's children in France, whether young or old, should think of peace at Christmas time. Twice in this century, France has been invaded. On each occasion, she suffered a great deal, serving as the major battleground for both enemies and allies. Peace came at a high price in France. During World War II, roughly 400,000 civilians were killed. No wonder that in France, God's children, young and old, find the real peace of Christ so appealing at Christmas time. The peace of Christ brings real freedom with his atonement, forgiving our sins and reconciling us to our Father in heaven. Christmas assures the whole world that Jesus is indeed the hope of mankind. Here's a song from France that reveals a little of the glory we find in the manger. It's titled, Il est né le divin enfant. You'll recognize this traditional French song as He was born in a stable small. In Paris, the capital city of France and of the French-speaking world, there's Philip Splengard. He's a young man. And I want to ask you, Philip, how you celebrate Christmas in your home here in France.
And we go to church on Christmas Eve and hear about the good news of Jesus, the Son of God, who came for us. But we also have some traditions. Of course, we have a Christmas tree, and some days before Christmas, we prepare many different kinds of Christmas cookies at home. And then we have a big dinner, usually with friends, and then we go to church. And then the next day, we exchange gifts and again go to church in the morning.
What kind of food do you have on Christmas Day?
We have the regular French meal for Christmas. Is we start with oysters, usually fresh oysters. And then we have turkey. On Christmas Eve, we usually have stuffed turkey. And then French fries or vegetable, and then cheese, as we always eat in France. And then special cake, Christmas cake. Champagne.
What does Christ mean to you, Philip?
To me, Christ, it's very important because I feel accepted the way I am by God. And that God dared to come and visit us. And he told us the good news that we are not good people, but he loves us anyway.
And that's what Christ means to you.
Yeah, it tells me, first of all, that I have reasons to hope in the life now and forever.
Would you think that you're typical of many French young people?
I think so. I think many young people believe the same thing. Yes.
Thank you very much, Philip. You're a very fine young man. And France is full of young people like you. The greatest hope that all of us have is in Jesus Christ. Whether young or old doesn't make any difference at all.
Now let's listen to a French carol about a young man of faith, Guillaume Prongto Tambourin. Guillaume, take your tambourine. You'll probably recognize the melody as Patapan. It's sung for us by Le Petit Chanteur de Saint-Laurent. Trip to France, I was glad to be able to talk to my good friend and associate, Pastor Mark Splengard, who directs the Lutheran Hour office in France. Pastor Splengard provided some interesting comments about Christmas in France. Here's a portion of that conversation.
The history of the Christian faith in France goes back almost to the apostolic age. It was the northern outreach of the Roman Empire in those days. Do you think Christmas has been celebrated here in France ever since that time?
Oh, j'imagine que c'est très différent parce que les conditions de la vie, bien sûr, ont changé. Mais
I imagine that it is very different because our way of living has changed considerably. But there are still old traditions in our way of celebrating Christmas in France. For instance, in France, we do not eat our Christmas Eve dinner without serving a Yule log. And the origin of this Yule log goes very far back, although it may be only a legend. Long ago, when people were poor, a young boy lived in Auvergne, in the center of France. This young boy was a lumberjack, and he was eager to offer a Christmas present to Jesus, just as the three wise men had done. But because this young boy's family was very poor and could offer nothing more than wood cut from the forest, the legend says that the young boy set out with a log and walked all the way to the stable of Bethlehem. Because Jesus was so happy to receive this humble yet generous gift, the Yule log has been a part of our Christmas celebration ever since. It is a sign of man's gratitude to God who offered his son at the stable of Bethlehem.
If you are speaking as one citizen of France to the citizens of the world at Christmas time, what would you say to them?
La France est connue à travers le monde comme le pays de la liberté.
France is known around the world as the country of freedom. And if I had to say in a few words what a Frenchman can tell the world at Christmas time, it would be this verse of Paul's letter to the Galatians. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of slavery. There are so many ways for people to be reduced to slavery that we must hold tight to our Christian faith, refuse all types of slavery, including the more alluring ones, and stand fast, joyfully, in the freedom Christ has won for us.
We realize, of course, that this program hasn't told you everything about Christmas in France. Because of its history, France is made up of people who are fiercely independent. They also believe. We've told you a little something about God's people who celebrate Christmas there. They believe what the prophets and apostles believed. Through the good work and the good news of Jesus Christ, God has adopted them and you and me, all of us, as his children. Believe this and rejoice in your heart over the miracle of Christmas. Joie sur la terre, my friend. Joy to the world.
Here at the International Lutheran Layman's League, we believe that being a child of God includes helping God's children. So, if you'd like to know more about what it means to be God's child, please write to us in care of our counseling department. Our address, the Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. And remember, if you'd like to receive an attractive Christmas plaque designed by the well-known artist Andy Vallotton, please write to the same address. I'll repeat it for you. The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. This has been Christmas in France, the 23rd in a regular annual series of special worldwide Christmas programs produced and distributed by the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League. Christmas in France was pre-recorded for release at this time.